Offside.
Poslednji predsedniški mandat. Kamerunsko ustavno sodišče je razglasilo, da je na predsedniških volitvah s 54-odstotno večino ponovno slavil Paul Biya, kandidat in vodja vladajoče stranke Kamerunsko-ljudsko-demokratično gibanje. Na drugem mestu mu je s 35-odstotno podporo sledil Issa Tchiroma Bakari, kandidat stranke Fronta za nacionalno rešitev Kameruna. Biya je osvojil že 8. zaporedni 7-letni mandat, predsedniški stolček namreč greje že od leta 1982. Zgodovino njegovega predsednikovanja in kontekst ponovne zmage na volitvah predstavi Nanče Bila Robert, profesor na oddelku za sociologijo, antropologijo in družbene vede za razvoj Univerze v Marovi.
This the current president, His Excellency Paul Biya, took over in 1982. From that time, from 1982 to 1992, it was a unique party, only one party, which was first of all the UDC, which changed later on to CPDM, the Cameroon People Democratic Movement. In 1992, multi-partyism was introduced in the country, and we had a multi-party, an election was held that year where his major challenger, SDF, by then it was said by the chairman, John Frundi, won, clearly won. And when John Frundi won, they didn't accord him the victory. No, the victory was not accorded to him. The president was declared the winner and not Frundi. So now they put in place now a mechanism, a cheating mechanism that have been working in their favor to present death. And it was a two-term presidency, that is a two-term, each term 7 years, making a total of 14 years, as the case in France. In 2007, I'm sure, 2007 presidential election, 2011, yes, he was supposed to leave power, but he's still tied to power, and they change the constitution again in his favor. Now it is timeless, so he can live there as long as he wants. And in 2011, he won the presidential election again. He cheated and won. And in 2018, it was clear that he didn't win. He cheated again and stayed in power. What is clear or different with this 2025, that the civilians are conscious now of their right. They don't just vote as before and leave. They vote, they stay there, they count, and they follow up. But the problem is that when the result now are taken to Elecam, where it is officially counted, the civilians are no longer there.
Glavnega opozicijskega kandidata je torej vse do letošnjega julija predstavljal Maurice Kamto, kandidat komunistične stranke Afriško gibanje za novo demokracijo in neodvisnost, ki je na predsedniških volitvah leta 2018 14-odstotno podporo zasedel drugo mesto. Državna volilna komisija je julija njegovo kandidaturo zavrnila. Navedli so, da je komunistična stranka zaradi bojkotiranja parlamentarnih in lokalnih volitev leta 2020 kršila 121. člen volilnega zakona, s čimer je izgubila upravičenost do predlaganja svojega kandidata na tokratnih predsedniških volitvah. Poleg tega je volilna komisija zavrnitev kandidature utemeljila, češ da je komunistična stranka že predlagala enega kandidata. Kamto je na to na ustavno sodišče vložil pritožbo, vendar je sodni svet podprl odločitev volilne komisije. Po njegovi izločitvi iz predsedniške tekme je vlogo opozicijskega kandidata prevzel Issa Tchiroma Bakari, ki je sicer dolgoletno sodeloval s predsednikom in je od leta 2019 do junija letos opravljal funkcijo ministra za zaposlovanje. Več o odnosu med tremi kandidati in oportunistični kandidaturi Bakarija razloži sogovornik.
Yeah, the relationship at a given moment, I think in the 90s, Issa Tchiroma was imprisoned by this same government, and They later on negotiated where he became the Minister of Communication. He defended the system vehemently in the 2018 presidential election. Yet still the president, the incumbent president did not win. The election was won by Maurice Kamto, and it was Issa Shuruma that defended the government. And in 2024, Issa Shuruma, being an opportunist, and when he saw that he realized that the president was incapacitated, unable to speak, unable to walk, unable to control state matters, so Issa Shuruma decided to leave the government and to vie for the presidential election. Fortunately for him, the main candidate that people were expecting, Cameroonians were expecting to vote, was Maurice Kamto. So since the government wanted to cheat, and he discovered that it was difficult to cheat with Maurice Kamto, they decided to disqualify Maurice Kamto for vying in using his party, that he, on the ground that he didn't have seats in the National Assembly. And wittily, Maurice Kamto decided to go in with another party, Manindem, and he said Ekane, and his party still was rejected on no ground. Based on that, now people turned away their attention from Maurice Kamto to Issa Shuruma. They consider him to be courageous, and that is why he has a great polling of the crowd. So his relation from the onset with the government was a very cordial one. He went on several times on state television and other private television defending the head of government. I still remember on a given occasion, he said he will defend the head of state in every occasion, except he decides to be, not to go in as a candidate for any presidential election. But ironically, in 2025, he left the ruling party and the government and declared his candidature for the presidential election.
Sogovornik pojasnjuje, da so se med volilnim procesom vrstile nepravilnosti, predvsem pri obrazcih glasovnic, ki jih je bilo potem lažje ponarediti.
Concerning the election itself, the ruling party didn't have a lot of followers, unlike Issa Shuruma. The whole country was behind Issa Shuruma. And concerning the election itself proper, about 4 million people, 668,000 really voted, went in, really voted for the various candidates. And the report sheets were falsified. The way the report sheets are arranged, they are not arranged in such a way that those elecam, that is those in charge of elections, those who represented the candidate can really sign where the results are written. The middle page have got no signature, so the middle page can easily be removed. So when after the elections, we could see easily notice that Issa Shuruma was winning all over from the report sheets that were collected. And from the 18 men divisions that carry about 80% of the voters, he clearly won the ruling party. And during the election proper, many of the CPD members, they tried to falsify the election sheets. And that is the reason why today they are proclaiming the falsified result, and not the real result, that really took place in the field. And one thing we have to notice that is that the electoral board, so-called ELECAM, and the Constitutional Council that declared the result today are all controlled by the state. They are not independent as such. Its members were appointed by the state. So they are working for the state. They are working, they are not working for Cameroonians. They are not working for the general interest. So during the counting process, the representative of FSNC, that is the National Salvation Front of Cameroon, which is Issa Shuruma's party, they work out of the counting session because they did not agree with the result that they saw or that were being presented to them. They started protesting yesterday against the result because it was made known to Cameroonians. We already knew that the ruling party had won by 53.5%.
Poleg omenjenih nepravilnosti je bila v dveh angleških govorečih regijah na severozahodu in jugozahodu države volilna udeležba zelo nizka, podpora predsedniku pa visoka. A kot pojasnjuje sogovorec, je prišlo do ponarejanja glasovnic.
I'm saying that concerning the English speaking territory, there was a lockdown. People could not move about, and that day, the day of the election, was declared a ghost town. All the activities were grounded, so nothing was working. People didn't go out. But the ruling party, since it has representatives all over the country, not really representatives, these are government workers. They are forcing or obliging to represent the government or the ruling parties, because if they don't do so, their salary may be cut or they may be dismissed or demoted from their job. So some of them were bound to represent the ruling party there. But it is surprising that they say about 297,875% people voted, and that a good number of them, over 255,000 of them, voted for the ruling party. Where did the people come from? That is a question that is being posed. That one is in the northwest. In the southwest, they said about 199,457 people voted. Where did they come from? Whereas these people were not allowed to go out. It is clear that there are some areas which are really militarized, that people were allowed to move about. But most of the, about 99%, of the northwest and the southwest regions are not militarized as such, and people do not go out. So the government used it as an opportunity to cheat, to falsify, to stop the electoral ballot boxes, and that is why the government won. The government won. The ruling party won in the northwest region by almost 86.31%. And in the southwest, about they won again by 68%, and that is one of the reasons why they are winning today. Well, because the incumbent, the runner-up, Issa Shiruma, did have those advantages. He didn't do very well in that region.
Kamerunci so na rezultat volitev čakali dva tedna, natančneje od 12. oktobra. Dva dni kasneje je opozicijski kandidat Issa Chiroma Bakari v govoru na družabnih omrežjih enostransko razglasil svojo zmago na volitvah in pozval Bio k odstopu k tekmi za predsedniški stolček. V mestnem času so potekali protesti v številnih mestih po državi, med njimi tudi v prestolnici Yaounde. Sogovornik podrobneje opiše nezadovoljstvo, ki se širi med prebivalstvom zaradi slabih materialnih pogojev in politik predsednika Bie.
People are protesting because they are not happy with the result. That is one thing. People are protesting because they have been controlled or been ruled by the same party for about 43 years now. The protest is not only about the fact that Issa Shiruma has not been elected. The second thing they are protesting is because the election result has been falsified. So they are protesting for the truth. And thirdly, they are protesting because many of them are unemployed. Many of them, their roots, many projects have not been carried. We don't have, many of them are suffering from poverty. They are not able to feed themselves. They are not able to go to the hospital when they are sick. They are not able to go out for leisure activities. They are really suffering from poverty. The rate of poverty is so high among the youth because they are unemployed and the economy is not working. They want someone that can turn around the economy. When this president, the present government, took over in 1982, the economy was really working. But over the time, they privatized all the companies that had been created by the former government, Ahmadu Ahidjo. And now, things are not working in the country at all. Roads are not being repaired. No developmental projects are in place that can transform the country, that can bring a real development, that can lead to the employment of the youth. The youth are really crying for a change. And that is why the protests, as I started today, I see that what happened in Madagascar can also happen here, because there's a lot of discontentment among the youth, among everybody as a whole. The government is aging. That is another reason. An aging government is in place. We want a dynamic and vibrant government. A government that can respond to their problem. A government that can solve the current problem they are going through.
So, v nedeljo so se protesti zaostrili potem, ko je opozicijski kandidat Bakari prebivalce pozval, naj kljub prepovedi protestov protestirajo in zahtevajo razglasitev njegove zmage. Na stotine ljudi se je zbralo v mestu Douala, kasneje so se protesti razširili tudi v mestih Garoua, Maroua, Meiganga, Kaele in Bertoua. Na protestu v Douali so posredovali policisti in člani žandarmerije, ki so uporabljali vodne topove in solzilec ter aretirali vsaj 105 ljudi. Represivni organi so na protestnike prav tako streljali in pri tem ubili 4 ljudi. Več v odzivu oblasti na proteste pove sogovornik.
A lot of the four protesters were killed in a littoral region. One was killed. First of all, one person was killed. And when the protester took the person to the gendarmerie, that is the police, some sort of a police station, is similar to that. Those who maintain peace, they killed 3 more persons. And the government of the governor of that region has responded, regretting the death of those protesters. And he has said that firm measures will be taken against future protests. But that will not stop anything because of the disillusionment of the civilians, of the people. Because protest is not only where those civilians were killed. Protest now, as we are speaking, crowds are out in Kansamba, they are in Douala, they are in Yaoundé, they are in Bafoussam and all over the region, except in the two regions, the Anglophone region, that is in the Northwest and the Southwest region. I'm saying that the protest is widespread, is all over the country now. It's not only in Douala, where those four youth were killed. And that I have just learned that even those protecting the runner-up, that is Issa Shiroma, in these presidential elections, that they have been shot using rare bullets. I don't know whether the story is true or not, but that 2 persons are already dead because they are trying. The government have been trying to arrest him in to no avail. To no avail. The protest is going to continue, but I'm really afraid that it may have the same intensity it was the case in Madagascar. It may finally lead to the overthrow of this government.
Kamerunci so tudi danes nadaljevali s protesti v Douali, pri čemer so policisti ponovno uporabili vodne topove. Določene šole in trgovine so ostale zaprte, nekateri zaposleni v javnem sektorju so ostali doma, Bio pa očitno čaka še en mandat. Offside je pripravila Ajla. Off. 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 Side.